for the beasts of the desert were in motion, and on every hand were heard the mingled howls of rage and fear and ravage and expiration. All the horrors of darkness and solitude surrounded him. The winds roared in the woods, and the torrents tumbled from the hills. Thus, forlorn and distressed, he wandered through the wild without knowing whither he was going, or whether he was every moment drawing nearer to safety or to destruction. At length, not fear but labor began to overcome him. His breath grew short, and his knees trembled, and he was on the point of lying down in resignation to his fate, when he beheld through the brambles the glimmer of a taper. He advanced toward the light, and, finding that it proceeded from the cottage of a hermit, he called humbly at the door and obtained admission. The old man set before him such provisions as he had collected for himself, on which Obadiah fed with eagerness and gratitude. When the repast was over,
"Tell me," said the hermit, "by what chance thou hast been brought hither? I have been now 20 years an inhabitant of this wilderness, in which I never saw a man before."
Obadiah then related the occurrences of his journey, without any concealment or palliation.